He's Doug Christie. He's Jason Ross.
Get off my lawn.
Spend your afternoons with DC and Jay Ross on Sports 1140 KHTK.
All right, here we go. Starting the 4 o'clock hour, grill, fire pit, outdoor heater. Cinch is the 100% answer for your propane needs. Cinch.com.
It's a cinch, Jason.
I like it. I like it. Let's give you another This Day Thursday here on this day. Back in, let's see, let's go to 2005. The first major league game in Washington, D.C. since September 30th, 1971 was played between the Washington Nationals and the Arizona Diamondbacks. That was at RFK Stadium. President George W. Bush throws out the first ceremonial pitch. Nationals won that game 5-3.
Yes, sir. And Emma Watson, happy birthday, okay. 31 today.
Oh, wow.
Chris Stapleton, 43.
Tennessee whiskey.
Tennessee whiskey. And again, it's National High Five Day.
Yes.
Air Five. There
Air
you go.
Five. And, all right.
What was the other one? National Take a Wild Guess Day.
Chris?
National Blueberry Pancakes Day.
It's got to be Banana Blueberry Pancakes.
The randomness
yes.
of him.
He's always ready.
He is.
Always ready. We will have Chris's over-under in this hour. We got the crossover. Get a lot more on the Kings and Suns tonight, even the night in the NBA. Luka's big shot, Steph's big game. We'll get into that coming up. Want to hit some NFL things here, though, Doug. We mentioned the Niners, again, had a second pro day for Justin Fields. So they looked at him. Some other notes. Your team, Aldon Smith, signs a one-year deal with the Seahawks. So, I mean, again, I would say people would think he has Hall of Fame talent. He hasn't lived up to that. He's had moments, so he's been a good player, but he's just not the same anymore. But at that point, doesn't mean you can't sign him and see if it works out, you know, for the Seahawks.
Yeah, in these situations, what are you bringing him in for? What exactly is he still able to contribute? And
you find out
different things. Otherwise, I mean, we've done this with T.O. We've done it with obviously him now and some other players. And one thing I will say about Seahawks: if it doesn't work, they kind of move on.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We'll see.
Non guarantees, those kind of things. You can move on pretty quickly. We talked about Aaron Rodgers yesterday, and we played some sound. I thought that was pretty interesting of what some people say the disconnect is between Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, that there really is something there. You bought everything that was said yesterday. Well, let's hear from a former teammate, a former Packer, former Raider, NFL legend Charles Woodson. He weighs in on the Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay Packers situation.
I think it's one of those situations where, you know, there's all this talk swirling around him and Green Bay. And, you know, I think it could be one of those situations where it gets nasty at some point somehow. I mean, I certainly hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. You know what I mean? So this could be a situation where before you know it, you know, somebody makes a play or makes some kind of offer, you know, for Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay can't refuse and say, you know what, hey, you know what, we'll go our separate ways. He wants to be somewhere else, and you know what, we'll go on with the future of the team.
I mean, he said the phrase, where there's smoke, there's fire. You felt like there's something there.
I truly do, and if I'm a team, there's a couple teams, maybe not, but I'm making a move for that.
Well, yeah, I actually heard Dave and Jay talking about that yesterday morning. I'm like, they made a great point about if the Niners are giving up all these assets to get to three, did they call Green Bay?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're really trying to win right now.
No doubt. Yeah, that's now money.
Yeah.
I'm moving a piece. Matter of fact, if you want this third pick, let's just go ahead and dance and make it happen. Yeah, give me Aaron Rodgers in crimson and gold. Yeah. And
back where you...
I would – they would – yeah, that would be a thing. Yeah. Can you imagine that type of offensive mind with that type of offensive arm talent in a defense that's held? Stop it, man.
And call him plays?
Stop. Mm. That would be a done deal.
Which is why the Packers need to do whatever they can to make him happy.
Is it too late? It's too late, man.
Okay.
That ain't happening.
But they're going into next season with him. I mean, at this point.
Yeah, but not –
and he'll win 10-plus games?
It's like listening and hearing.
Okay.
Okay? Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Or are you listening? And I don't think that they're...
They don't overstand.
They don't hear him.
Yeah.
And I don't think that he's trying to hear them anymore, that to be honest with you. It's
just white noise.
Yeah. Wah, wah. Yeah, that one.
Okay. We'll see.
Mariners minute.
Oh, okay. Did they win the second game today?
Just look at the standings and let me live in my glory for a moment, please.
Right, what do you got? I'll let you take it over.
Oh, I don't. There's nothing to say. That's the whole point. I just
feeling good.
Yeah. This doesn't happen often.
Okay.
Well, it would be like me looking at the Western Conference standings and the Kings are in first place. I'm just like,
so you're living your best life right now.
I'm living my best life. I'm coming in a purple suit with a purple tie.
Well, let's give you
some Urkel purple. Purple Urkel.
Rained out yesterday. You got the Orioles today in a doubleheader, seven-inning doubleheader. Those are the best.
Yes,
win the first one, 4-2.
Okay.
Come back, play the second one. The Orioles are going to be mad.
Yeah, upset.
Mariners 2-1 final.
Get a boy.
Two more wins.
How about them M's? 8-5. Holla at your boy. Anyway, there's your Mariners minute.
Okay.
Thank me later, everybody. Because, you know, the other end of that is always beautiful.
Enjoy it.
No doubt. Oh, shall we?
No. That was it. That was the Mariners. That is where that segment ended. We are now going to keep our focus locked in. Are you listening to me or are you hearing me?
I hear you now. Okay. I'm with you.
Let's talk about the Washington football team. They're still stuck at Washington football team, which still could be their team name. So now, Doug, it's got to be me, you, Jay, and Chris back at the studio. We got to help them out. They got the list down to 30. Come on. You got to pare this down a little bit more than that. But they want fans of the team to help out. So I'm going to just start listing some names to you guys. And if anybody hears a name, you go, ooh, I like that one.
Okay.
Just kind of, you guys back there, sound off if you like it. And if not, we'll just keep it moving. All right. And it's done in alphabetical order. So nothing leaning here on anything. First one, Aces.
There's already Las Vegas Aces.
Ambassadors. Nope. Okay. Anchors. Okay. We haven't hit yet. Archers. Armada.
Like
Aviators.
Like the Nissan? Okay.
I don't know. So, Aviators. We might have made it through the A's. All right. So, again, this is the Washington football team's name. These are what they're going to be voting on. Beacons? Anybody? Beacons? Belters? Like the Beltway?
No.
Okay. Brigade? Oh, wait. Did we get a maybe from Chris?
Okay. I will say that's been the best one so far. So,
okay, I agree.
Brigade, but I don't think noticed. It's that good.
Okay, but it's getting noticed right now. Commanders. Yeah. Defenders. Demon Cats.
Okay, now you got me.
Seriously?
Yeah, I like that one.
Demon Cats did it
Demon
for you.
Cats.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it's got some sort of meaning, right?
It's past.
This one, First City Football Club, FCFC. Ugh. Okay. Griffins. Guardians. Nothing from Doug or Jay. Nothing. Nothing has landed. Icons. Oh, man, I like that one. It's just me. Okay.
They're not iconic.
Okay. Majors. Monarchs. Pilots. Oh, what'd you say, Jay?
Thieves.
Pilots. Presidents.
No.
Razorbacks.
Man. Why Razorbacks?
Red Tails.
Yep.
Oh. Red Tails.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's a shout out to
Air Team. Airmen.
Yeah, the Air Team.
Okay.
That's African American Air Team.
Okay.
Well, one of them. Yeah.
Red Wolves.
That one I could work with.
That one's all right. Yeah, I was going to say that one I can see.
Yeah, and they're keeping some red in it.
Yeah, I like that.
How about this one then? Yeah. Follow up on that. Red Hogs. Remember they were the Hogs before? No? Okay. Renegades.
No pork for me. Go ahead.
Riders. Rising.
Excuse me.
Royals.
Man, we're already a Royal.
We're not naming this team. Rubies.
Come on,
Swifts.
Man.
Warriors. Here's another long one. Washington, D.C. Football Club. Washington Capital City Football Club.
See, I don't like this because they're trying to get on the soccer bandwagon.
I know they are. Wayfarers. Wild Hogs,
oof.
32 FC, okay, and football team. Man, I think we only moved things with what? Red Tails, Red Wolves, what was the Demon Cats?
Demon Cats.
And Brigade.
You know, actually,
and you could throw out
Icons.
Brigade.
I like the Icons. They might
too.
Be in here.
I like the Icons.
Yeah.
But they're not Icons.
Yeah.
Well,
agree.
You have to be an icon to be an icon.
Well, they're also not.
Icons don't consider
demon
themselves
cats.
Icons,
right?
What do you mean they're not demon cats?
Well, how are they demon cats?
What is a demon cat, first of all?
I would say they're closer to demon cat than icons.
He just pictures a cartoon and all this
a
stuff.
Gargoyle type?
This whole situation is they're just throwing all this just stuff and garbage and nothing out there, and it seems like they don't want to get anything changed, and they don't want to do anything.
How about the Washington feral cats?
Okay, yeah, maybe you have your own entry. Feral cats.
Hey, RJ, you like that one, huh? I heard you back there.
Oh.
He likes the liars.
The liars.
Okay.
The liars.
Hey, Jay, RJ likes your liars. That one works.
Chris, I know you're the creative concept mind behind the – you got to have a team.
Like I was saying until I was very, very, very rudely interrupted by Doug.
So you guys
how do you
agree?
Know it was me?
You talked while I was talking.
No, there's a delay.
Oh, it was that?
See, the Washington liars. Okay, so what is it, Chris?
As I was saying earlier before, that this whole look for a team name, they're just throwing garbage out there. They don't really want to get anything done. They're just trying to waste time and trying to figure out how they could get just something out there without really doing anything. So I think the perfect name would be the Washington Filibusters.
I thought you were going procrastinators.
Okay.
That's just stupid. That's not even thinking.
I don't know if they're going to land on any of these.
Yeah.
Jay, any of these? You liked icons and you liked red tails?
Yeah, I go icons, red tails, red wolves. Those are the top three.
See, each of these team names is going to get like 13% I'm not even doing math right. It's going to be like 6%. Like, oh, see, there's no consensus on the team, so we don't know what to do.
Let's bring them out. Here come the Rubies.
I guess we're going to be the Washington Snyders.
The Lion Snyders? Is that what you call them, huh?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the field the Washington Griffins.
Those would be terrible.
I mean, my gosh.
The Rubies?
Okay, now listen to this, though.
Aviators?
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up for your Washington Demon Cats.
That sounds like an Any Given Sunday made up mascot.
Rawr, searching for fish.
You're right. That's loud. Hey, Chris, just this loud hiss over the stadium.
That is an ESPN Playmakers season two team.
Right. What does the mascot resemble? I mean, what does it look like?
For the demon cat?
I mean, common sense tells me it's got some type of
ferocious
eyes. Cat.
Yeah, it's a red cat.
It's got red eyes.
Nah, maybe only one.
Oh,
I like that.
Little glass eye. Okay. I like that.
With a patch.
are we being sold here on the Washington demon cats?
You know what we are being? We're seeing a cat that you're not going to even want to remotely go near.
Right. A cat that kind of hunches the back.
Now listen,
the hair is up.
You know what this reminds me of? Is the baby in New Orleans that scares the kids.
The
King Baby. Oh, my. Have you seen that, Chris?
Yes.
Jay?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got rid of that mascot.
Exactly, because it scares the kids. Yeah. Chris is not here for the kids. Obviously.
No, the demon cat's not a friend of the kids.
It's like one of those old cats that you see on the side of the road that's like somehow taking care of itself.
Yeah, smoking.
Yeah, and the parents are like, hey, stay away from that cat.
Yeah, it's a demon cat.
Rabies. Just matted hair.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think we found the mascot. I knew this would be a productive exercise.
Oh, man. I needed, you know what? After what I've been going through, I needed that, man. I appreciate you guys.
Here they come, your Washington Swifts. What?
Swiffer.
Yeah.
They got swept.
Yes, they did. All right. When we come back, more demon cats, more crossover. Chris is over under. When we come back here on KHDK.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat?
Demon cat?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Goodness. Wow, you're all in on that one.
Chris's humor gets me.
Yes. Capital Casino, now open again with our outdoor gaming venue, 411 North 16th Street in Sacramento. A couple more this day, Thursdays for you. I didn't know this one, or don't remember this, certainly. 1965, NFL changes the penalty flag from white to bright gold. You wouldn't want to wave the white flag. So they changed that. How about 1990, In Living Color premieres on Fox.
In Living Color. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it, man. That thing was something to be seen.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
2019, Notre Dame Cathedral catches fire in Paris.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
It's only 2 years. Yeah, that sounds about right. 2 years ago.
Okay. Right before everything jumped off.
Yes.
Oof.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Scary.
We are going to talk more about the NBA tonight, the Kings and Suns. Marvin Bagley is going to be arriving with the Kings. We've got to talk a little bit about that story. I think that's a little bit weird, but we'll get into that. We'll talk about LaMarcus Aldridge, his Hall of Fame credentials, certainly about him and his sudden retirement. MJ is going to be Kobe's presenter at the Hall of Fame. We'll get all that coming up here in a few minutes, but we're going to do a little crossover.
Oh, boy.
Yep, from the morning show. Let's see what we got from Dave and from Jay.
What's happening on the Carmichael Dave Show? Let's find out right now with the crossover.
Do you believe it?
Here's today's crossover.
Question, gentlemen. You asked us a percentage. I'm going to throw a percentage back at you. The Sacramento Kings have an 8-game losing streak. They play the Suns tonight. They play the Mavericks tomorrow, both on the road, or next on the road. What percentage confidence do you have that the Kings will have a 10-game losing streak by the time we're on the air next week?
Okay, so tonight, they'd have to win either tonight or Sunday against Dallas, tonight against Phoenix. Percentage of a 10-game losing streak? It's got to be high if they don't do the things that we, when we started the show, Doug, with sense of urgency. Well, even if we go down to the moment.